You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me. The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.
It looks like ketchup, but I think it's that pepper, like from the mango.
Leave it alone.
I don't know why I eat ketchup today with french fries.
Leave it alone. Yeah, it's fine.
A little stain on my shirt.
Aye, aye, Captain.
I feel like shirts, like you.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Okay. I mean, they can't say hi back. And they know they're listening to us. They tune in.
It'd be nice to acknowledge our peeps.
All right, I feel like clothes, you buy them, and it's like the first wear, they look great. And then it never looks good again. Never looks good again.
If it's Zara, we know it never looks good again.
Oh, no. Well, Zara, forget about it. Right. Abercrombie's got like 5 wears in their shirts. And then it just, the
shirt changes. Abercrombie's the same. I agree.
That's just clothes nowadays. You got 2 good wears. After 2-3 washes, it's over.
There are some good designers that the clothes always looks good.
Yeah, but they're like $350.
Correct.
Yeah.
We were in Valentino yesterday. Mom wanted to buy some shoes, and they had dressed there for $25,000 in the outlet.
In the outlet?
$27,000 down to $12,000. Mom's like,
holy shit.
Mom goes, when our kids get married, I'm getting a custom dress made. I go, yeah, okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Mom's not invited.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's right.
That's crazy. For just cotton. It's just a car.
It's a car.
Yeah.
It's and the stupidest fucking thing in the world.
At least a car you wear, you use it every single day.
You can sell it. It's even though it's a depreciating asset, you still have value. What are you gonna do? Fucking sell it on OfferUp?
And those, like, the type of woman that would wear a $20,000 dress is only wearing it once.
100%.
Because that's just the way it is.
Biggest waste of money.
Yeah, that's there's insane.
No bigger waste of money. And some man is paying for that.
Yeah. The power of women, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Because that's very stupid.
I agree.
But interestingly enough.
Yes, Bronny. Ooh, you're getting the hand and the finger up.
Every successful designer except Chanel was a man. The entire women's fashion industry, what women like, what women think is valuable, what women think is great, every single one's determined by men. Some, not all. But even so, it just goes to show that men, like always, men succeed.
Well,
even in women's
men
spaces.
Men know what women like. Men invented high heels not for women, but for men. Because women look so much better.
But now women love, that's like.
What's sexy?
Now it's for women. Men don't give a shit what.
Oh, that's not true. No. I love fucking high heels.
Yeah, but you're not interested in high heels.
But
you just think they look good. But you don't even.
High heels are very sexy.
Yeah, but the difference between like a $100 pair of high heels and a $1,000 pair.
You don't care.
No, come on.
But you could tell it and you could see it. If a girl is wearing a high heel shoe that is cheesy looking, and it's unlooked.
I'm not talking about cheesy. I'm talking about inexpensive.
No, but you could tell a good shoe and a not good shoe.
Because there are $5,000 high heels that are really cheesy.
No, but you could tell, even with a guy, if you look at their shoes, you could see what a good shoes and not shoes. You could tell if somebody's classy or not by their shoes.
Yes, to an extent.
To an extent. It's a general broad statement. It's not 100% absolute.
But I'm just saying, sure. But it is interesting. YSL, man. Christian Dior, man. Burberry, man.
Gucci,
man. Louis Vuitton, man.
I don't know, but
I'm just thinking of designers.
I don't like that.
Name other designers. The only designer that is not a man is Chanel. Coco Chanel.
Carolina Herrera.
Oh, sure, but is that a designer? I guess that's a designer. Yeah. All the big ones.
Balenciaga.
The head of that is a man. All of them. So men are telling women what women want.
How they should look, and I like it. Because we have to look at it.
Yeah, but that,
we have to look at
but
it.
But women don't wear designer clothes for men. They wear them for women.
I get it, but
because men don't give a shit. At the end of the day, men don't really care if a woman's wearing a designer clothes.
We care about lingerie and high heels.
I don't even care. Lingerie,
I'm only teasing.
I'm not a lingerie guy. Why spend money for a specific thing that's meant to be taken off? I'd rather just not have her wear anything. If the goal of an item of clothing.
Oh, my God. You don't understand, though?
For an item of clothing to be taken off as soon as possible, why buy clothing for that?
There's a sexiness to a lingerie.
I think a woman, hopefully, you find the woman's body itself sexy. She doesn't need help. I think lingerie is nice for like someone who's not, doesn't have the sexiest body, and then it makes her figure look better.
Don't you understand?
No, I understand the idea, but it's just not for me. It doesn't make sense.
Okay.
I'd rather her naked.
Okay. Stop talking. Sometimes, first of all, you're wrong. Okay, you're wrong.
No,
naked. Yes, I get it. But there's also certain thing that women feel pretty or sexy in lingerie. It's pretty to look at lingerie. It's sort of very feminine and it's sensual and there's all these different things. So it's not just like I want to, like, she can be in terry cloth and that's great, but I just want her naked. No, there's a certain appeal to the visual aspect. There's an appeal to the sensuousness of it. There's more than just that.
I understand. Just not for me.
Okay.
I think a girl looks better in pajamas than lingerie.
Okay.
I think a lot of people my age would agree with that.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Yeah. But okay. Designers, men, women's spaces are all women's spaces are succeed. The only people that actually succeed. The top of the top are men.
Well, just more men are in business. Just the way it is in society. More men start a business the way it was in society. More men could get to the top easier in CEO roles and leadership positions.
No, but I'm talking about designers, not CEOs.
Maybe a lot of them are gay. I don't know. Or they're just good in business, good marketers. Maybe they're better than women, or they were involved in the marketing world before women can, you know, sort of get up the chain of ladder. Could be,
but still now, like, I think all the designers now are still men. Tom Ford. Yeah, but that's for men mostly.
Okay.
I'm talking about designers for women.
All right.
Yeah, just a little food for thought for you.
Thank you, Bronny, for sharing that with us.
There was another thing that I just thought of while we were talking about that, but I don't remember.
Wow, you're too young to be senile.
No, I'm forgetful. Senile, not senile. Forgetful. It's just we've gone on like 7 different tangents since when we first started. That's true. That it's hard to keep track of
four minutes ago. Since we first started 4 minutes ago.
Yeah. Oh, but I guess maybe I was going to say, like, women definitely dress up for women, whereas men dress up for women.
No question about it.
Well, women don't dress up for men.
They do it
to impress other women.
100%.
But men look good only for women. They 100%. They don't do it for other men.
100%.
Yeah.
Women do it to piss, like dogs piss in their territory. That's what women do.
It's to show off. Because also only women appreciate certain things that women do.
But the women,
men don't notice certain things.
Women want to look better than the other women.
Yeah.
But it's like a peacock spreading its feathers.
Yeah. But they claim that it's for men.
They're full of shit.
Yeah.
I've been saying it for years. 110%.
And I bet
if you called Hannah and Mom and they would say, no, it's not for other women. It's for me. Not meaning me as a guy.
Sure, they would say, it's for me. I dress it because I like it.
Right. It's all bullshit.
No, there's a little bit of truth to that. When I dress up and I look good, I like it.
Women dress for other women, period.
Yes, I agree. There is a bit of it of like, it is nice to feel nice.
Yeah, but they're not doing it when you're around. They're doing it for other women. Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm older than you. I'm telling you the reality of it. I'm glad you see it.
I'm the one that brought it up. What do you mean you're telling me?
I'm the one that said it. I'm just confirming it.
Yes, thank you.
And I have more history with it.
There is something to be said. Like, I'm watching The Sopranos and Carmela, Tony's wife, every time she leaves the house, every time she's even in the house, she's dressed well. Like, we were just watching an episode last night and she went to go get her nails done and she was wearing like a beautiful outfit with her hair done and everything. And there is something
to that classiness of being like
nowadays, everyone just leaves the house. The only time people don't wear sweats is like a nice dinner. Otherwise, you just wear sweats all the time. Everywhere people go. There is something to being classy.
No,
that's what I was going to say.
In the 50s, the women would make sure they look good when their husbands came home. I like that. I think it's better. I love to come home and have the woman always looking good. Like that show that was with the guy who sang Watermelon. What was that weird show we saw?
Yeah, Don't Worry, Darling.
That was called? Mm-hmm. Well, that was that all the women always looked good when the men came home.
Yeah, but then the whole point of that movie was that they were being oppressed. So, because that's what I was going to say.
I don't really care about that point. But
that wasn't the point I was trying to make, that women should look good at home for their men.
I think men should too.
I think the idea of when people leave their home into the world, they should be presentable.
I think
that's the point I was trying to make.
But the point I'm trying to make is go one step further. I'm making a different point.
That you should be presentable at home?
I think men should look good for their wives and vice versa. So if I don't think I should be looking like a slob at home. I think I should look good for my wife at home.
No. I think at home, you should be your most comfortable. It's your home.
No. I think a man should come home to his wife, and his wife should not be looking unsexy.
Period. I guess if the man is like dressed well. But if the man is slobby.
Okay, I get it. But a man's coming home from work. I'm talking like a white collar kind of guy, not a construction worker guy.
So you're thinking, white collar.
I'm just saying, if I'm coming home, I want my wife looking good. I don't need my wife in fucking sweats or pajamas when I'm coming home.
Sure.
I want my wife to look good.
Just because, as you shouldn't come home in sweats and pajamas.
Right. Because
but it's not because she, I don't think it's like, oh, because she's a woman. She needs
I think there is a part of it.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I'm just trying to make the point, like, people should be more presentable than they are.
Well, they lost
people
that.
People are very slovenly
they're
nowadays.
They're fat and ugly, and they walk around with less clothes, and your fucking rolls hanging out. They're ugly fucking people.
No, most people cover up everything now. Most people wear
I don't agree
baggy,
with you.
Baggy
no,
clothes.
The women are fucking fat ass. I went to that in Meisner Park, the coffee shop, and it was like a Saturday at like 1 in the afternoon, and the girl working behind the counter was literally, they were pajama pants. No, they're not. I'm not saying they might have been. They were 100%. She went to work. She had her T-shirt on that said the coffee thing, and 100%, they were pajama pants.
Yeah.
Now I said in my mind to myself, no one went to work in pajama pants.
I would never even think of it.
The people that work in that store is a little grungy. That one. Like Carmella's coffee's clean. They look nice.
I mean, a coffee shop's a bit of a different vibe. It's earth.
I get it.
Like grape nutty.
So then I'm in Carmella's.
Hipster.
Yeah, but pajamas.
Yeah.
I mean, no, that's, period.
That's just disrespectful.
Then I'm in Carmella's coffee like maybe 2 weeks ago. By the way, I got my first free coffee at Carmella's for all the points.
Every time I go, I put in your number.
Me too. So for those who are listening, and Brian, two girls walked in. They might have been 19 or 20. Forget the fact that they were fat. But they literally, if mom was sick with the flu and COVID combined, she looks better and dressed more appropriate. These girls were so inappropriate. It almost like, did you just wake up? Did you not find anything that matched? Like, is it clothes? Is it pajamas?
That's the style now. That's the point I'm trying to make.
It's disgusting. And they wonder why they can't meet a guy because it's so unattractive. It's like saying, what can I do to make me look less unattractive, less attractive?
Yeah.
But don't their mothers teach them?
No, I guess not. Their mothers are probably grosser.
Don't you want to look good?
I like leaving the house. I don't like I look like slobby.
Just be clean looking.
Is that the word, slobby? Yeah.
Bronson, they literally said, nope, I look too nice, I got to put something else on. Nope, that's not good enough, I got to look less attractive.
Yeah.
I mean, they make them just look less attractive. And it's a dirty look. It's not grunge, it's dirty looking, like your clothes hasn't been washed. You didn't bathe yet today.
Yeah.
You didn't brush your teeth. You didn't shave or you didn't do your hair. Like it's not sloppy. It's dirty. There's a big difference. Yes. Like these pants are a little sloppy. They're
they're casual,
baggy.
They're a beachy casual vibe,
but they're not dirty looking.
Right.
But theirs is dirty looking.
Well, they're dirty.
Ugh, fuck.
Yeah.
Men with the asthma smell like their fucking armpits and every slit and whatever. Ugh, disgusting.
Yeah, that would suck.
Gross.
When you get a whiff of a person that smells bad, it's the worst. And it sucks too because they don't know they smell bad. You don't, but if it's your own smell, you don't really know. After like an hour, you get used to it and you don't know.
There was a guy that worked in my office. He was the nicest guy, but he smelled his clothes. I don't know if he ever washed his clothes, but
and they don't know.
Impossible. No, impossible.
They don't know. Like people don't know when their own home smells bad. You know, it's that kind of thing.
By the way, our bedroom with the dog.
Dad, when I walked in from the garage today, I walked right in and I smelled dog
in our house. Mm-hmm. So what do we do?
I don't know.
Kill the dog?
Yeah. I walked in and I went, ugh.
Okay. When
it hits you.
When I walk from my bathroom into our bedroom because of that carpet.
That's disgusting.
I shower and
I'm not going to name the name, but one of my friends growing up in high school, every time I walked into his house, it smelled like dog. And I was like, I don't want to sit on your couch. I was like, I don't want to be in this home.
Well, that dog shit all over the place. Our dog doesn't shit.
You know what I'm talking about, I guess.
Our dog doesn't shit. It's just, he
yeah, but, it's, like, but when it smells like dog, it's gross.
So what do we do?
I don't know. Get rid of the dog. I don't know. My friend.
Yeah, it's a problem.
My friend told me a story once. That she, in college, went into a guy's dorm, just a friend of hers, went into a guy's dorm, and his girlfriend was there too, and she walked in, and it smelled like fish, like tuna fish. And she was like, oh, what is that smell?
He said it to her.
No. My friend goes, oh, like she walked into this guy's room, his girlfriend was sitting on the bed.
Wait. She walked into
a guy's room, and the guy's girlfriend was also in the room.
And the girl said, what's this
and
smell?
The girl walked in to the dorm room and goes, oh, what's that smell? She said, it smelled like tuna fish. And she goes, oh, what's the smell? And the guy looks at her and is like, shh, shh, shh. his girlfriend's vagina smelled like that, Dad.
Okay.
Can you imagine that people?
There's no way.
How
the guy said that? The guy can't get an erection.
No, right? How? And it's like, if that's like, that girl needs to see a doctor. If it's smelling like tuna fish wafting in the room.
That's nauseating.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, I had an experience
like that once in college.
Okay, shit. Well, I don't want to know your experience. Brutal. And when I say my friend, I truly mean, I don't mean me. I did not have that experience.
You can't get an erection. It's the worst thing in the world. It's
that's
impossible.
That's his wait, girlfriend.
She had her pants on and smelled like that?
Yeah, I mean, they probably just had sex, I would assume.
How
so that
could
it wafted
you?
Out in the
How
air?
How could you have?
I don't know.
That, stop saying waft. I don't like it. And he's doing the hand movement too, people. I don't like it. Waft.
Is that not insane? It's the that's. I don't understand how someone could not know that they smell like that.
So my friend, who's at the OBGYN, he said he could. This is the God's honest truth. He said,
ew, I'm getting nauseous.
This fat, he said, obese black chick.
Ugh.
And he goes, and the terrible odor. They couldn't find the odor to throw from the vagina. They found
she had food in her
about
folds?
2 weeks later, she had a sandwich, tuna fish sandwich in her fold.
No, there's no way.
Why would he lie?
That's in,
Michael.
No, no, no. I know who you're talking about. And I don't mean, I'm not saying, oh, he's lying. It's just, there's no way. That's an insane thing.
So how is it? I know we talked about this before.
But tuna fish.
Yeah.
That's the worst one to get stuck. But how, at least like salami, it's not.
Or blame it on the vagina. Salami smells bad too.
No, but salami is already aged. You know, tuna fish after 1 hour.
Wait, so
it's rancid.
How is it? And I'm being desert. How do they fucking wipe their ass?
Oh, like an obese person?
How do you get around? You can't do a reach around.
Truly, I don't know. I guess you have to have
what do
a bidet.
You have to have a bidet. Come on. These people could afford a bidet?
They're like $40 now.
They're not getting a bidet.
Dad, if they're obese, they're eating a lot of food they can afford.
How do they sit on the toilet?
Things hang off.
And.
What kind of obese are we talking? Like, morbidly, like 600 pound life or whatever on TLC.
Something pounds is
no, you could get under there.
No, you can't. And here's another thing. How do you, a bidet is not going to clean it thoroughly. You got to wipe that shit.
Oh, you're wiping still? You live it, you're a barbarian. You're living, the difference between your hygiene and someone in the Middle Ages is the same if you're not using a bidet.
So you don't use any wipes, just do
no,
bidet.
Okay. So I have a bidet. It is so powerful that I have to be so delicate with how much I'm turning on because if I just go, it's going to go through my asshole into out my mouth.
Oh, Bronson, just stop.
It's so powerful. So I go, I squirt it for whatever, 7 seconds. Then I turn it off.
This is a little TMI.
Then I take a couple paper, three sheets of paper towel just to dry it. And as you're drying it, nothing comes on the paper towel. And then I put that in there and then I flush.
But do you pat it or you wipe it?
I wipe it dry.
You wipe it, doesn't it leave the toilet if it's wet?
It's a wet toilet paper. I wipe it dry. I don't do it hard. It's delicately as I go and it's
and
perfectly
you got a lot of,
clean.
And you got a hairy ass so you don't get any shit.
That's why you need the bidet. Otherwise you're smearing.
My ass is smooth.
No.
I don't have hair on my ass.
Oh, okay. But still, when you take toilet paper.
No.
So wait, you.
It's 100% clean. My toilet paper is clean.
So
afterwards.
You are like, I have to wash my hands every time after I go to the bathroom.
Well, it is my ass.
No,
it is my ass,
right, but you wash your hands because you're like, it's gross.
But you're not using soap. I wash my hands
with
soap.
Water is so much better than
no, you don't have
paper.
You don't have a power washer.
You're taking paper and you're just rubbing it all up in there.
And
there's no way it cleans it. It's so unhygienic.
First of all, it's an ass, number one. But I do.
So?
I clean my ass thoroughly, and then I take the wet wipes.
Oh, so you wipe dry and then wipe wet?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? You always go wet to dry.
No.
But why are you doing both?
Thoroughly, because then the wet wipe cleans it nice, and then let it air
dry
for a
minute.
Then when you wash your hands,
your
ass gets clean.
Once you're
bidet, I'm 57, I know how to wipe my ass better than you.
No. Incorrect.
Wait,
use water.
Have you ever wiped my ass?
I use water a civilized human.
Have you ever wiped my ass?
No.
I've wiped your ass.
Okay.
There you go.
Good. I use water like a civilized human. The whole country of Japan, even in the dirt, in the poorest
right,
public.
We'll go to Japan in May.
You'll never go back.
Okay, then I'll get that new Toro, whatever that
Toto.
That $8,000.
Dad, even in the subway station bathrooms in Tokyo, they have bidets because some places don't even have tissue paper, toilet paper.
And can you move the angle? You can move the angle.
You can do everything. The ones in Japan even have a button that plays sounds. If you're like, you want privacy, it'll emit like sounds.
Pull up the Toto, the good one. What are they, like 10 grand?
My bidet was $40.
Yeah, but I'm not getting an aftermarket one.
Yeah, I mean, you want the one that's all built in. The ones in Japan, as you walk up to the toilet, the lid opens for
so
you.
So it should be.
Yeah.
Does it close automatically too?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I love it.
It's as it closes, it sanitizes everything inside too. $7,000, $8,000. This one's $12,000.
What does it do?
I don't know. This one is $21,000.
Get the fuck out. Does it blow you?
It's very nice looking.
Let's see, should blow you for $21,000.
Low profile, smart, ultra high efficiency, dual flush functionality, tornado flush system, auto flush with backup manual flush for power outages, auto open and close lid. The pre-mist automatically mists the bowl before each use. Clean light technology built into the lid for sanitizing. Siphion Tech ceramic glaze minimizes waste from sticking to porous ceramic surfaces. Gentle aerated warm water dual action spray with oscillating and pulsating features. Instantaneous water heater for continuous warm water. Adjustable spray position, water temperature, and water pressure.
I want one.
It auto cleans the bowl, the wand, and under the seat after every use. Heated seat with temperature control. Seamless seat design eliminates the gap where dirt collects. Warm air dryer with 5 variable temperature settings. Automatic air deodorizer. Automatic energy saving.
That's a toilet we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. It has 4 different personalized memory settings. So you can like...
I don't want anybody
sharing. You can have a button that's like, I like it. This temperature, right. I like this.
What's the 7 to 10 grand? Can you go back and tell me
what it is? The seat's heated. In Japan, you sit on a public toilet and it's like heated, which feels a little weird, but it's like...
What's the 7 to 10 grand one?
This is a podcast, by the way.
That's all right. It's insane. But my birthday's coming up, guys.
Oh, that's a good... You want a toilet? this one comes in nickel. Features. It looks like it's all the same. We'll have to do a side by side. Oh, but dad, they're the best. Once you go a bidet, you never go back.
The fuck's that?
This is the remote control. It goes on the wall and you have all the buttons that you press to control it.
Should I get one of these toilets?
Yeah, you should. Because here's the thing, it's so dirty. Like, poop is so dirty.
And the tissue cleans it every day.
But just to wipe it with your hand, and then even putting your hand in there, when you use that, your hands go nowhere near your asshole. It's like, it's all sanitary.
It's my asshole.
But it's not about your asshole. It's the poop. Poop is nasty and dirty.
I don't have an issue with it, but I hear you. I might get one of those.
Bidets are, I mean, it's just the best.
Toto's the best one?
Yeah. You just got to get a Japanese one. Toto's Japanese. You got to get a Japanese one for sure. Because the Japanese know anal hygiene.
I bet. I got to see if Matt is a contract and get me a discount on him.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, so Jeffrey Epstein.
What's going on with that? I've not been following anything.
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. New year, new you. Your New Year's resolution was probably something involving bettering your life.
Yeah, like working out. Yeah, everybody goes, I'm going to lose weight and work out.
Yeah, but a good one is also like better hygiene. And you do accomplish that with the help of Manscaped. For real, it's the new year. You got to start it off right, like looking good, feeling good. And you can do that with Manscaped's products. I do it all the time. I use my beard hedger to trim down the new Lawnmower 5.0, which is their brand new one.
It's great.
It is. If you thought the old ones were good, like this one, literally, the old ones, I would always get a little nervous when I was going, like shaving my balls with it. I would like
trim. Because it nicks a little bit.
Yeah, I was just like, I didn't fully trust it. This one, glides right on them. I fully trust it.
And I love the hair, the nose one is a big one for me.
The weed whacker for your ear.
And the little flat razor when you clean your shit up.
Yeah.
That does not cut anything.
That one's great.
I mean, it doesn't, no bleeding. Yeah. You could push that shit so hard on your chest. I go every direction. It's so smooth. I love the way it's smooth it. Smooth it is. It's a great product.
So they got a bunch of new products that you guys should go check out. Upgrades to old stuff that you might have. Or if you don't have any product, go buy the new stuff. You won't regret it.
But what you need to understand, our listeners need to understand, it's a great fucking gift.
Yeah.
No, it's priced reasonably. It's a great gift for your boyfriend, for your husband, for your son. It's so good because I find nothing. I got to tell you, when people have hair out of their nose, their ears, or the back of the neck.
You can't do it.
No, I think it's disgusting. People wait a month till they get their hair cut and they do the back of the neck once a month. It makes you look gross. I'm sorry.
And then everything trickles down from there.
It's gross.
You have to presentable. Yeah.
No, I don't get it. Nose hairs.
So don't be gross. Don't start the year off on a gross note and go to manscaped.com. There's no reason
for you to do that.
Agreed.
Yep.
So you can accomplish all those problems by heading to manscaped.com. And if you use the code DADDYISSUES20, you'll get 20% off your order and free shipping. So like Dad said, it's already reasonably priced, but by listening to the show, you get 20% off and free shipping.
Which is almost like they're paying you.
With the code DADDYISSUES20. So go check out all the stuff. Start the new year off right. It'll help you keep your other resolutions in check. Because if you're looking good, you're feeling good. And if you're feeling good, you can accomplish the things that you want to do.
Listen, people listen to us because they like us. They like what we have to say and they respect us. And we're telling point blank, fucking Manscaped, great product. Great yeah. product, period.
So once again, manscaped.com. Use the code DADDYISSUES20. And you'll get 20% off your order and free shipping. Okay, so.
Thinking about it, speaking about assholes.
Yeah, right?
Right.
And speaking about gross shit.
Fuck, it's been so long. We haven't done it. Did we do the thing at the beginning?
Cancel culture.
Did we do the opening? We did the
and you, it was so loud. You went, oh.
You're right.
And then I saw the stain on my shirt.
Wow, we're going back to everything. I honestly, first
and then
time.
We talked about people not dressing well. It's only Sopranos, Carmelo walks out. And okay. Mom's going to buy a $20,000 dress for my wedding, apparently.
Good. So when are you getting engaged money?
So Sopranos. When are you not Sopranos, I mean Jeffrey Epstein.
I threw you off, huh?
Jeffrey Epstein. Finally, after like 4 years, they released files from the depositions of all the people involved in the case.
True. Why so long is a weird thing.
Very odd. It was the court that unsealed some of the records. And it was just like all these depositions from a lot of the girls that were seemingly involved, like some of the whistleblowers, the people who were suing, all that stuff.
No pun intended.
Whistleblowers? Yeah, that's kind of funny. And so we're finally like getting official names of people who were like involved. At least the thing is, these names are from people who have mentioned them in deposition. So I guess it's true, but it's not like we have like the flight log records that are released, right? Okay. You know, there's a slight difference between someone saying, yes, Bill Clinton went on the plane, and then a record of him going. So I'm just giving that caveat. But I mean, I believe everything that's going on in these records because it's all like, it's all believable. And why would these people lie about this stuff? So finally, they've released all these documents. First of all, the media, how they're covering it is despicable.
Are they covering it or not covering
it? They're covering it. But the first thing that any media coverage on any of these Epstein documents, the first thing they say is just because someone's name is involved does not mean that there's any fault, any wrongdoing, any breaking of a law, any malfeasance, nothing. Just because their name's involved doesn't mean anything. That's the first thing that all these media are doing. Meanwhile, you know, if Trump's name was on any of the documents,
they'd be going,
it would
off.
Be, oh my God.
They'd be going, I'm at 110%.
Right. It's like so annoying.
Correct.
And with Trump, so with this, they're like, just because someone's name is implicated does not mean any malfeasance. It does not mean any wrongdoing.
But if it was Trump, they'd be all
but
over.
But with all the like Russia, Trump-Russia stuff, if there wasn't even connections. They were like, there's a rumor of a Steele dossier where Trump was rumored to pee on a girl. And there were all these different things. And they're like, where there's smoke, there's fire. That's where all the media said.
We know that's bullshit.
But now they're like, nope. If Bill Clinton is named 50 times for going to this island, doesn't mean he did anything wrong. It's so annoying.
And why are they going to the island, really? I mean, come on.
To f*** little girls.
Yeah, I get him. Same.
And now this is going to get demonetized.
You can bleep that out.
Yeah, I can.
Right.
Yeah. Because that would get this episode demonetized.
Okay.
I mean, we don't make that much money from our YouTube ad revenue, but.
But every penny counts for you.
Yeah, yeah. So Bill Clinton was named like 50 times within these depositions. His name came up like 56 times from all different people who were like, yep, I was on the plane with him. Yep, I was on the island with him. Yep, he was always there. So he's a big one.
But no one saw him do anything, but he's there.
We don't have anything yet. Position,
so you're saying we're to smoke the fire?
Oh, absolutely.
Why be there?
You're not, it's not like.
You're it's not going one to, time, it's 50 times.
Right, and this island, Little St. James, there was one building on it. You know, it's not like, oh, he went to Jamaica a bunch of times. It's like, there's stores in Jamaica. There's hotels. There's things to do. This island is tiny. There's nothing. You fly in, there's one building, and that's it. So it's like, you can't hide behind, well, you're just going for vacation.
You're going there for a purpose.
Of course, because there's nothing on the island.
Who else was on the list?
Stephen Hawking, a bunch.
What can he do, though?
He can have sex.
Come here, little girl.
He can have sex. He even cheated on his wife with his nurse.
And his computer.
And now he's with that nurse.
He's
had multiple
alive?
Kids. Yeah.
He's still alive.
Yeah, so his...
Who would have sex with him?
He had all his kids after. Looking. Yeah. But women like...
Power and brilliance, I guess.
Women like smart men, I guess. I don't know.
He's a freaky looking dude. So
he was on the island a bunch of times, like, which is insane. That him in his wheelchair. Jeffrey Epstein apparently like targeted scientists a lot for it. One of the biggest things too is, so sure, we're getting all these names. When they raided Jeffrey Epstein's house in Manhattan, and I think the one in Palm Beach, we can find the pictures. There were a bunch of pictures from that initial FBI raid, a bunch that were first released, and then they like got buried.
So weirdest thing, how he never, the money he got, it must have been all from blackmail.
So that's what I was just about to say. Because in these original pictures, because so you said, but Clinton went to the island, but like what, there's nothing to like incriminate him. In the original pictures of the FBI raids,
that's why he was killed. Someone had him killed, 100%.
Epstein, of course. Yeah, yeah. Even the coroner was like, this wasn't a suicide, but no one talks about it. And they always say he died by suicide. But in the original pictures, I remember seeing this, there were boxes. There was like a cupboard under his stairs in one of the houses that was had, you know, like plastic storage bins that you put under your bed or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. From the
dozens of those filled with tapes and CDs and DVDs and VHSs filled. So it's like
he probably videotaped.
Of course, those are all, that's all the blackmail videos. So it's like, I don't care about these depositions. Release the fucking videos.
Well, easy to kill.
You know what I mean? But like, that's what we need. That's the evidence. And they have those videos. The FBI.
And with the problem is these girls are underage. Is that the problem?
Yeah.
So here's my question. These girls, where are their parents?
They're sex trafficked, Dad. It's like a girl from Yugoslavia.
Okay, gotcha.
Who, Ghislaine Maxwell, who is Jeffrey Epstein's like...
madam.
Yeah. She would like court all these women and be like, you can come to America. You'll meet all these amazing men. You know, you'll make money. It'll be great. And then they bring them from some random village in Russia or Brazil or whatever. And they bring them to the island. And it's like, what do you mean their parents? They have no fucking idea. You get them from a little village in the Philippines and bring them over.
I get it now. I understand.
Yeah, that's what it was. Mostly, I think. I think it was a lot of Eastern European women. Women and girls.
First of all, it's good that Jeffrey Epstein's dead. It is.
No, we need him alive to...
to rat everybody out.
Yeah, we need him. We need his deposition.
He would have been killed.
You know what I mean? Not the girls.
So, Ghislaine.
Okay. I don't know.
She's in jail.
Yeah.
Didn't she testify against people? She never
did. Yeah, but none of that was... She's on trial, but like none of it's ever released or anything. They keep it such hush hush.
Power.
Yeah.
Power.
Prince Andrew was one of the biggest names. So he's like in the royal family.
Why would they go?
They're fucked up. What do you mean? You know people who are into that shit.
Okay, so I had a client. Listen, I had a client that he ran like a Ponzi scheme. So he had this. He created his own like fund and he got investors. And I mean, I haven't had a client in years now. And of course, I'm not mentioning name. You don't know what I'm talking about. But so he would have this company and let's assume he had $5 million. Let's say he had $50 million in investor money for like minerals, iron and ore. Mm-hmm. And the guy was short like by like $8 million because he took the money. But he kept telling his investors like a little like Bernie Madoff thing. I was making money, but if he ever got audited, it wouldn't.
Or if people all wanted their money
back. Right. So this is years ago, probably 7 years ago, even whatever. And he used to talk to me, and I said, "Look, we can't talk in your office." And he was so narcissistic that when I was in his office,
wait. You would say to him, "We can't talk in your office.
You don't want to talk in your office. Come why? To my office
because
who knows if being bugged or not, right?" So a couple times in his office.
Can they use a lawyer talking to his client for anything? I don't think so.
If it's bugged, I don't know what the deal is.
Can you use that as evidence?
But okay.
If it's bugged.
Here's the thing. I do know that anything a client tells me is privileged.
Unless it's work. We just learned about this you go. Okay.
But if you tell me as a client I killed somebody that buried here under the tree on the corner of Maple and Elm, I can't tell the police. But if you say I'm going to kill this person, I have an obligation. That's not privileged. So I guess I'm just, if you want to make an argument, that if he's talking about committing a crime and they're bugging it, it's not privileged, right? So,
right.
But either way, the point of the story is, so when I was in his office, he was so narcissistic that he would have a tailor, while I'm talking to him, measuring for suits.
That's so annoying.
A shoemaker making shoes from custom. And then I remember, so we were talking.
What does that have to do with little girls?
No, I'm saying there's a reason I'm going to tie it together. Okay. So he had his private plane, but it was all scam money, right?
Yeah.
And he says,
buying a private plane with some other people's money.
He goes, I want you to come down to Mexico and visit the mine with me. We'll fly down today for the day of my plane. And of course I would bill him whatever. And I said, no. I said, I can't do that, whatever. Most lawyers would do. We go there.
Yeah.
And the reason why is like, I don't need the FBI taking photos of me with him.
Yep.
Thinking that I'm part of it, this and that. So I always, and he kept saying, come with me. I go, nope. And I would have made, it would have been like a $10,000 a day, you know, in billables.
Yeah.
But so the guy, of course, he's in jail. I haven't spoken to him in God knows how many years. But
because let's say that plane was like a Jeffrey Epstein type plane, right?
That's what I'm saying about.
Even if you just went on and you were just doing regular business.
Correct.
But now it's like your name's on the plane. And I'm sure there are some people that's named were in this drop.
But my point is, I have nothing to hide, but I don't need now me being right. on
just
the
being
radar
involved with that.
Of the FBI or whatever it is because they're after totally. This guy. Because and a lawyer's a little bit different position because I'm his lawyer. But still, I don't need that.
I agree. So like... There are definitely
That's how the analogy I was making to that, right.
There are definitely some names that were involved in this list that were a situation like that. They were like, oh, this guy, I've met him once. He's flying me out, whatever. So before I get to that.
Even if you didn't do anything, let's say you just went on a plane, but now you're compromised because you are put in an uncomfortable situation knowing that what they're doing is wrong and you're now condoning it.
Even if you don't know that, like let's say you didn't go to the island, you just flew on the plane and you went to 3 dinners with Jeffrey Epstein, but you just knew, right? Like there are people we know that it's just like they're a person and they probably have a whole bad side, but we don't know that side of them. So I'm sure there are some of that.
Yeah.
But it's a,
what were you going to say? I'm going to go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, a lot of people like the Clintons and stuff who flew on the plane all the time, like people in that level, a lot of them are saying their defense was we flew on the plane because he gave us access to it and we needed it for like trips.
Oh, so they're not flying with him. They're just using his plane.
Sometimes they were probably just using the plane. Sometimes
but that's true. If
him.
They're not going to the island, then they can use this plane.
Yeah, but
people charter out or lend out their planes all the time.
I don't think the defense of I'm using Jeffrey's plane to fly to speeches. Like, if you're that good of friends with him that you're using his plane, to fly around the country, you know what he does.
Correct. Right.
That's not a defensive.
But people charter plane. Like,
I don't think it's charters.
Private
I think
planes let other, you know, will rent out their
sure,
plane.
Sure, but I don't think that's what it was. And I don't think if you're doing 50 times. Also, I mean, with Bill Clinton, he went to the island many times. The flight logs and all that.
Listen,
too.
Bill Clinton, I don't know enough about, but he is a creepy, cringy somewhat.
I mean, he publicly had an affair with a 19-year-old.
And
who worked for
and
him.
He's, you know, these are all narcissistic people. They are truly powerful, narcissistic people, and it's nothing surprises me.
I just how do you like that's if you're saying, Prince you're Andrew these. And you're in the royal family, right? Like the queen is your
there's aunt. People that are just
how are you and you know what Jeffrey Epstein does. Like a lot of them, a lot of the people who went to the island or would go to dinners with Jeffrey Epstein all the time, like Bill Gates is like went to dinner 5 times with Epstein or something, and they say. It's like, if you're that high level in the world, you know what he does.
Disassociate yourself.
You're not just like, oh, this guy just wants to take me out to dinner. Like, there's no way. If you're Bill Gates, your dinners are so scheduled. You're not just like, oh, there's this nice Jewish guy that wants to go out to dinner with me. No, you know what he does.
It's amazing Epstein even got his position of power and wealth.
Well, apparently the theory
he's
is-
He's a nobody.
Well, the theory is that he's the face of a bigger organization. That he was propped up, that there's a deeper organization and he's just the manager who's shaking your hand at the front. But the real owners, the CEOs.
What is that?
That sex trade. It's not all one man. There's no way. The biggest sex trafficking to the highest level people. It's not just one random Jewish guy who got all his money from investors. There's no way. People propped him up. A lot of people think that it's more Ghislaine and her family. Her dad was like Israeli counterintelligence. Her sister is like high up involved in some secret agent thing. So a lot of people are like, that's the brains of the organization and Jeffrey was the face because a woman would never be able to be the face of it.
Off, right.
Who knows? But there's no way Jeffrey was like the brains and the.
Well, he's dead and she's in jail, right?
Yeah.
Fucking people are crazy. People are crazy.
It's crazy that that exists, that whole world.
Well, I think it's crazy. There's so much that goes on with the, like, Taken, the movie Taken. That's the shit all the time. Yeah, that's
what Epstein did. It was just sex trafficking of people.
How does a guy, and we know people do this, but how does a guy, knowing the girl's drugged up, and not the end?
It's just a power thing. It's not a sexual thing. It's a power thing. The sexual arousal is from the having the power over a vulnerable person.
I think it's just an evil thing.
That's what it is. It's I'm a man and I have this power over this vulnerable woman. That's what people.
Yeah,
you're fucked evil. Up.
Yeah, you're fucked up.
A lot of it too is people that can't get that don't have power in their real life or don't have sexual power in their real life. Most of the people that were on the list of fucking Epstein's list are like nerds. Bill Gates, Stephen Hawking. Like, they're people who aren't sexual people. So I think it's like if
Stephen
they're...
Stephen Hawking, what a fucking retard.
Yeah, let me see if I can get other people who... Let's see who else.
Didn't they say the guy from, what's Two and a Half Men, the actor, wasn't he one of them?
Charlie Sheen?
Yeah.
I doubt it. He was such a womanizer. Like, why would he need a facilitator for that, you know? The thing, too, is this isn't even... It's so annoying how they're doing it. He died 4 years ago. The trial was like 6 years ago or whatever. I don't know if that timeline is exactly accurate, but why are they just releasing now? And they're not releasing everything. They're just releasing a little bit of it. I don't understand. I mean, it's just clearly...
It's power.
It's clearly because...
Of the...
Yeah.
Yes.
But then why someone like Bill and Hillary Clinton, like we would think of them as the power of power. Why if the power are trying to keep this all in and have been doing that, then why is Bill Clinton's name out there 50 times? You know, I would think he would be able to keep it in.
I don't know if you can keep everything through. I just think you could trickle it down so it doesn't have as much effect.
And maybe like since now it's years after, like we don't care as much. Right. I objectively don't care as
correct.
Much as when Epstein was killed, you know? Then it was like, I really care. We need to know these names. So that could be it too. Let's see. 191 newly unsealed documents are part of a larger group, about 250 that are expected to be released in the coming days, naming more than 170.
I don't even know why they even sealed in the first place. They're not minors. What's the point of it being sealed?
I don't know. Maybe like
they did it because it's power. No, it's power.
But also, like, what if you like that situation where you flew on that guy's plane to Mexico just for a business deal? Let's say that guy was an Epstein type, and now your name is involved. That's very, very bad for you to innocently have your name now associated with all this rather than let's hold it all, figure out who's true or not.
This was a power theft, a lot of money and wealth.
Yeah, but people. I could see a court being like, there's so many names here. The courts won't
seal it unless an attorney asks for it to be sealed.
But what I'm saying is like, I could see a judge being like, you know what, let's keep this under wraps, figure out what's real and what's not.
Why not seal it now?
Because maybe they've worked through what's real and what's not.
I don't know.
I don't know why it's... Prince Andrew...
Let me... Is that a picture of him?
Yeah, with a girl, Anne Ghislaine.
Can I see...
That's one of the girls...
Can you make it bigger?
Yeah. So this is one of the girls who was involved... This is one of the girls who was suing. One of the court cases is from her.
Who are they suing?
So let's read it. It says...
So how old is she?
Virginia Jeffries 2015 defamation suit against... The dead sex offender's madam, Ghislaine Maxwell. I thought she was still alive.
The dead sex offender. Yeah, Jeffrey Ensign's madam.
Oh, yeah. So she's suing
But does Ghislaine. She have money? Do they have money?
Included references to Prince Andrew, former President Bill Clinton, and Stephen Hawking, among other figures. The lengthy list of boldface names paints a troubling. So let's see. It says, in addition to her allegations, she was forced to have sex with Prince Andrew while underage. The documents reveal additional claims about the disgraced British royal, including that he allegedly participated in an underage orgy. So this is her with him and Ghislaine. So it's like the fact that we even have a picture is pretty damning evidence.
What's the point of it?
One woman identified as Jane Doe 3 testified that she was forced to have sexual relations with the prince when she was a minor in 3 separate geographical locations. That's from a 2014 court filing. Locations included Ghislaine Maxwell's London apartment, an unspecified location in New York, and on Epstein's Island in the U.S. Virgin Islands in an orgy with numerous other underage girls. The filing also claims Epstein told the sex slave to give the prince whatever he demanded. Another Epstein accuser, Johanna Soberg, said in her deposition that Prince Andrew touched her breasts while they were posing for a photo on a couch in Epstein's Manhattan townhouse. In that same photo, Soberg testified the royal also groped Jeffrey, which is this girl, Virginia, her breasts with a puppet that looked like him. Epstein's former butler, Juan Alessi, claimed Andrew received daily messages when he spent weeks at his boss's Palm Beach, Florida mansion. So Prince Andrew would live in Epstein's Palm Beach mansion for weeks. Isn't it? It's like, come on.
Weird.
You're a prince. Just rent a hotel. Like, you're clearly in the house for a reason. In the wake of the documents, the anti-monarchy group Republic reported Prince Andrew to the Metropolitan Police. So here, Bill and Hillary Clinton. Bill Clinton's name appears 73 times in the papers, but he is not implicated in anything illegal. Here's a picture of Epstein and Bill Clinton on Epstein's plane, both looking like they just fucked a girl in the back. Like, look how they look so, like, they sly. Look
gross.
Don't they?
Yeah.
As part of Soberg's testimony, she recalled Epstein telling her that Clinton, quote, likes them young, referring to girls. Clinton, who flew in Epstein's jet multiple times, has denied having any knowledge of the crimes. In documents that were unsealed on Thursday, it was revealed that the former president allegedly stormed into the Vanity Fair newsroom and threatened staffers to not publish stories about sex trafficking allegations against his, quote, good friend, Jeffrey Epstein. The claim was mentioned by Epstein accuser Virginia Jeffrey in a 2011 email exchange. I mean, yeah, let's see who else. Former President Donald Trump appeared at least four times in the unsealed documents. Here's how you know that Trump wasn't involved. Not to just always be defending Trump, whatever, in this episode. Here's how you know Trump wasn't involved in anything bad. Because if there was anything, it would be running with that.
Beyond, as the
it
lead.
It would be the great, it would be the best news story of the year.
Absolutely.
And we haven't heard anything about Trump. And
they
really
want that, especially with the election coming up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yep. They're combing through those documents looking for Trump.
Yep.
So let's see. In Soberg's deposition, she described how Epstein once called up the real estate mogul and suggested visiting one of his casinos when Epstein's private jet was diverted from New York to Atlantic City. Jeffrey said, great, let's call up Trump and we'll go to, I don't recall the name of the casino, but we'll go to the casino, she said. Soberg later added that she never massaged Trump. In her own deposition, Jeffrey said that she was lured into working as a masseuse for Epstein when she was 17 and working as a spa attendant at Mar-a-Lago. Okay, so that's all Trump's involvement so far. Alan Dershowitz, the lawyer, right? He's a lawyer and
also big constitutional civil rights lawyer.
Wasn't he a congressman?
I don't know, but big time.
Epstein allegedly forced Jane Doe 3 to have sexual relations with his lawyer, former Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz, when she was a minor, according to claims in the documents. The alleged incidents took place not only in Florida, but on private planes in New York, New Mexico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, adding that Dershowitz was also, quote, an eyewitness to the sexual abuse of many other minors.
Wow.
Here's one of the court documents, but...
Wow.
In a 2011 email, Sharon Churcher appears to remind Jeffrey, when I say Jeffrey, that's the girl,
young girl,
about Dershowitz's presence in Epstein's inner circle. This is from the email. Don't forget Alan Dershowitz, J.E.'s buddy and lawyer, good name for your pitch, Churcher wrote, noting Dershowitz's ties with Claude Van Bulo, who was convicted and then acquitted of the attempted murder of his wife. This is another quote. This is from the email. We all suspect Alan is a pedo, and though no proof of that, you probably met him when he was hanging out with J.E.
What's pedo?
Pedophile.
Oh.
3 years later, in December 2014, Jeffrey accused Dershowitz of sexually abusing her during her time with Epstein, but she later dropped the claim, saying, I now recognize I may have made a mistake in identifying Mr. Dershowitz.
Of course.
It keeps going. Dershowitz, 85, denied allegations of wrongdoing. He defended himself and Epstein's other associates earlier this week. He said, you could judge them for having shown bad judgment, but you can't conclude that any accusations against them are true without hearing the evidence. Stephen Hawking, Epstein offered a reward to Jeffrey's friends, acquaintances, and even family members in order to help prove that our allegations, the theoretical physicist and cosmologist Stephen Hawking participated in an orgy, were false.
Let me see. How could he have sex?
His penis works. He just can't move.
So you just blow him?
Or you just get on top of him.
I mean, what the fuck? Look at that. It's like fucking an alien.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Al Gore, Maxwell's attorneys requested Giffrey provide photos or evidence of herself with several high-profile people, including Al Gore. This is from the deposition. Did you ever see Al Gore on the island? No. Did you ever see his wife Tipper Gore on the island? No. Okay, so Soberg denied ever meeting Gore in her testimony. Jeffrey's team objected to the motion on the grounds that such documents were in custody and control of Maxwell and Epstein. Sarah Ferguson, I don't know who that is, was a named. She was the housekeeper at Epstein's Palm Beach mansion. Leslie Wexner, that's the one who I've always talked about. He's the CEO of Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
During Maxwell's deposition, she denied giving a woman an outfit of a sexual nature to wear for Les Wexner, Epstein's financial advisor and one-time business partner. Maxwell also said she has not communicated with the billionaires whose ties with Epstein date back to the 1980s. In a third trove of documents released on Friday, Wexner's wife, Abigail, was name-checked on what appeared to be a notepad from Epstein's Palm Beach home. Abigail Wexner wanted to talk about something, quote, private in the handwritten note. New transcripts from Maxwell's testimony that were released on Friday also revealed that the British socialite confirmed that she knew Epstein. She denied, however, knowing whether Epstein accuser Maria Farmer was ever at Wexner's Ohio property. Keeps going. Chelsea Clinton, instead of giving a deposition in a civil suit, Maxwell attended the wedding of former first daughter, Chelsea Clinton. The socialite...
Maxwell? Who's Maxwell?
Ghislaine. Yep. She was at Chelsea's wedding. It's like, come on. It's
so weird. I agree.
The socialite initially agreed to be deposed. Bill Richardson, I don't know who that is. New Mexico governor, Bill Richardson. He was in the documents. Jean-Luc Brunel, who's that French modeling scout. Marvin Minsky, I don't know who that is. Michael Jackson. Sober claimed to have met Michael Jackson at Epstein's Palm Beach home. She denied ever massaging Jackson. I mean, we all knew Michael Jackson was into kids.
But boys. Boys.
Yeah, but I'm sure Epstein could get you both. David Copperfield, the magician. That's a hurtful one.
Wait, but he's creepy, isn't he?
A little bit, I guess.
Yeah, he's... I bet you he's...
Soberg described magician David Copperfield performing tricks at a dinner at one of Epstein's homes.
What's so bad about that? That's what he does.
Well, that's also weird. Why is Epstein having dinners and having the best magician in the world do tricks?
It could be his friends, but no, but... You wouldn't want, if we had a dinner party, and Copperfield was there, you want him doing...
Yeah, but I feel like if you're caught, like, everyone knew what Epstein did. That's the thing. If you're Copperfield, you're not going, like, you were like,
you're... I'm not... You're saying guilty by association. I get it.
It's just like, when you know people are up to bad shit.
Don't hang out.
Don't do anything with them.
You lay down with dogs, you're going to get fleas.
Yeah.
I get it.
And he might not have done anything wrong. But, like, what are you doing going to his home? And you might not have known. That is a good defense. There are people that I'm sure I know in my life that I think are good people that I like, and they have an underbelly that's bad. And
you might not have the insight. Like,
that's what I mean.
Like, there would have been plenty of lawyers that would have been like, I'm going on the plane.
Right, just because like, oh, sure, this is my client.
But a private plane, I've never been on one.
Yeah. Or not even that, just be like, yeah, I'm doing business.
100%.
And not think, oh, this might be shady business.
But you have to think about that shit.
Yeah. So here, so Soberg said he questioned about David Copperfield. He questioned me if I was aware that girls were getting paid to find other girls, she added, noting that the illusionist did not specify what he meant. So saying, talking about girls to one of the girls at a party.
If it's true.
If it's true, right.
Interesting.
Tom Pritzker, I don't know who that is. Oh, Tom Pritzker is the Hyatt Hotain chair heir. Chain. So he's the heir to the Hyatt family. Estimated $6.2 billion net worth.
Unbelievable.
Glenn Dubin, do you know who that is?
Nope.
Hedge fund billionaire. Maxwell sent out Giffrey to give the hedge fund billionaire an erotic massage after she completed her training as part of Epstein's entourage. Ghislaine told me to go to Glenn Dubin and give him a massage, which means sex. Dubin's wife, former Miss Sweden, dated Epstein for several years. So here's the deposit. It's just that's the same thing. Yeah. It keeps going.
People are sick.
Chris Tucker, Kevin Spacey, George Lucas, Naomi Campbell. Well,
isn't Kevin Spacey gay?
Yeah.
Chris Tucker, the comedian?
From Rush Hour? Yeah, the black guy. Rush Hour star Chris Tucker was name dropped in one of the depositions that was on release Friday when attorneys presented Maxwell a flight log from Epstein's private plane. Tucker appeared on the list of names. So he flew on Epstein's plane. Kevin Spacey, George Lucas, Star Wars creator. Naomi Campbell, Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Blanchett, Cameron Diaz, Bruce Willis.
Oh my God.
The Pope. While under questioning about possible nude photos at Epstein's Palm Beach mansion, Johannes Søberg recalled there being snapshots everywhere, including one of Maxwell and the Pope. While Søberg did not specify when the photo may have been taken or which Pope she was photographed with, witnesses previously recall seeing a photograph at Epstein's mansion of him with Pope John Paul II, who was problematic. That was the Pope that resigned, but they kicked him out because he was like problematic.
People are crazy.
It's crazy. The craziest one too, and then we'll wrap up the Epstein thing, and that no one talks about, in the front of Epstein's Florida Palm Beach mansion, which is torn down, by the way. They tore it down. You don't tear, no mansions in Palm Beach are torn down.
Well, on the island. Building a new home.
No, come on. They tore it down because there was shit in there that they want. They just get rid of all the evidence, tear it down. Come on.
My God.
When you walk into the house, in like Epstein's office, I can show you pictures of it. There were two paintings, one of George Bush, the president, and it was when he was president at the time, sitting on the floor of the Oval Office like a kid, crisscross applesauce, playing with blocks, holding up the two towers of blocks, and he's holding a toy plane, and he is about to hit the plane into the towers. This is a painting.
Like the Twin Towers?
Yeah. And it's Bush as like playing with toys on the floor of the Oval Office. And then there's another painting.
That's bizarre.
Extremely.
What's the point? What's the point? I'm a little confused.
People speculate that the point is like, it's a power thing. It's like, if you have that, it's like, I have power even over the president. It's like, I have their dirty secrets
wanted
in my house.
You think
I'll show you the painting.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Epstein painting Bush.
Bryce is fucking whistling.
Yeah. Okay, and then the other one, because it's about to come up too when I show images. There's also there's another painting of Clinton, President Clinton, sexy, like laying down sexy in a chair with women's legs, high heels, and stockings on.
So he has that in his house where these people have come and visited.
Yeah, paintings of them. It's like weird. Like he had these commissioned, and they're displayed in his house where he would have these parties.
Means he has something over these presidents.
Exactly.
He's mocking them. You know that, right?
This is the Bush one. So he's holding a paper airplane, and there are two.
Make it bigger, please.
Hold on.
That's not going to work.
That's the Clinton one. Okay. So
I would tell the fucker to take that down.
Right. It's Clinton in a dress with high heels, and he's like holding himself like a woman, and he's pointing directly at the viewer of the painting.
Very disturbing.
And then, so here, look, it says, Jeffrey Epstein had a bizarre, hanging in his Manhattan mansion, depicting the former president lounging on a chair in the Oval Office. This is a picture of it in the house. Isn't that weird?
Very weird.
Let me see if I can find the, here's the Bush one. So it's Bush sitting on the floor, with like a stupid grin on his face, holding a paper airplane.
First of all, terrible artist, by the way.
Yeah. Holding a paper airplane and
knocking over the plane, knocking over the blocks.
What's it called?
Like wooden blocks.
Yeah, but like groupings of them that are all knocked over. Very indicative of like 9/11 Twin Towers, in my opinion.
It's weird.
Yeah, right? Very bizarre. So those are in his house. That's just like I have power over the presidents.
That's it. I think so.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We know what went on. I mean, we know. Come on, everyone knows. And the fucking plan.
Everyone knows. And at this point, no one really cares. That's the crazy thing. Like them holding everything back worked. No one really cares.
Like his time takes care of these things.
Yeah.
People move on to the next topic.
Clinton is obviously involved in everything. And people are just like, okay.
But you're right. If Trump was involved,
it'd
be the story of the century.
That's how you know he's not involved.
That would have been nail the coffin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
100% would be done.
And it's like you would think he would be involved because he runs in those circles. He lived in Palm Beach with Epstein. They were both wealthy people. Like, the fact that they don't have anything on Trump is the opposite of where there's smoke, there's fire. Where there's no smoke, there can't be fire.
Haven't they tried to investigate him nonstop?
Exactly.
And they find nothing?
That's what I'm saying.
Whether you like him or not. So he's doing something right. Don't you agree?
They've tried so hard.
And
it's
the amount of money spent.
If he really did bad things.
Anything.
They would have found it. They would have found it.
Right.
Even the whole Mueller thing, they were like, They investigated for years, and Mueller himself was like, we don't have anything.
Right.
He was like, he's clean. There's nothing. Isn't that which is crazy.
So they're trying now to go with the same bank fraud by saying what his place was worth.
His apartment was worth, he overinflated it by 800,000 more or something. It's like, but, are you serious? They were raping children.
But let's go one step further. But if you submit a bank application and for a loan and you say, I think this is what my place is worth, they still bank gets it appraised. It's not like it's sure. under oath, like you're saying, I know what it's worth.
Right.
This is what it's like worth.
You forged the appraisal.
Right. They're going to get it appraised, and they're going to loan based on the appraised value, a certain loan to value. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous.
Yes. Speaking of, you know, the whole thing now with like one of the lawsuits, and they were like valuing Mar-a-Lago, and the court determined that it was valued at $18 million.
As opposed to?
You think Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million?
Oh, no, it's probably worth $180
Over $100
Yeah.
Way over $100
yeah,
million.
I agree.
But they're doing that purposefully to like hurt his...
It's impossible.
Hurt his net worth.
It's not. The land alone is worth $50
million. Oh, easy. That,
if not more, yeah.
Because it's huge. It's like five lots.
Yeah, no, it's so stupid.
That but one, when I saw that, it's that's
comical.
Like... That one's the most blatant because it's we fraud. Straight up it's know.
Fraud. It's fraud.
That, like... The next plot of land, which is probably worth a fraction of the size, is probably worth $30 million.
I do closings for clients right, exactly. on the ocean.
You know.
And they're on the ocean. It's more like an acre lot, whatever. You're talking $30 million.
Yeah.
Just for the,
and they're valuing Mar-a-Lago at $18 million.
Probably,
literally,
it's probably $150 to $200 million.
It's probably more than $150.
Yeah.
Because there are homes in LA that are
it's
worth
like a hotel.
Yeah. It's full. It's a full resort.
Right.
It's got to be $200 million.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Like that one's
and he
so
bought it for like blatant. $5 million.
What a steal. They got to be deflating the value to like hurt his portfolio, hurt his net worth.
No, they're doing, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. All right, let's do a fraudly advice.
Okay.
That's a long one.
Yeah, this is a long one, but this person DM'd me and was like, can you do my fraudly advice? I need the help with it now.
Go ahead.
It's not, she wanted to be anonymous. Hey, John O'Brien, I'm looking for advice on a situation going on with my family and significant other. I've been with my boyfriend for almost 2 years now, and my family essentially hates him. There are a lot of details to the situation that would be too long to explain in detail, so here are some highlights. I'm almost 25, and my boyfriend is 35. Big yikes already.
Yeah, you have two strikes. Parents don't like him, and that's a big age gap.
I think the parents don't like him because of certain things.
I know, but either the way, parents don't like it's not a good thing.
A 10-year age gap when you're 40 and 50, not a big deal. 20 and 30, huge deal.
Huge deal.
When he was 20, you were 10.
All right, but he wasn't dating.
That's Jeffrey Epstein.
Go ahead.
It all ties back. My boyfriend's a very successful barber. How successful can you be as a barber? Owns a house and has an amazing family. I met him when I was living at home with my parents and slowly started spending more and more time at my boyfriend's house to the point now where I live here but never officially moved all my things out of my parents' house. My boyfriend and I were a little on and off in the beginning due to some concerns about if the age difference would be an issue. So therefore, he was on and off with my family. I'm very close with my family and I've always wanted the relationship between John. Wait, I'm very close with my family and I've always the relationship between John and Nell and the boys are how I am with my parents. Open, healthy, can come to me with anything type of relationship. My parents expressed that they didn't like him after about 9 months into our relationship. They stated their reasons, some being valid, like things were a little awkward between them a handful of times that they met, and many that were invalid, such as the way he looks like a pretty boy because he cares about the way he dresses, how his hair is done, and he's more, quote, metrosexual looking, and then in parentheses, my mom's words. Other ridiculous reasons included I was not drinking as much as normal, I'm playing pickleball too much, which he introduced me to, and, quote, he's not a man's man. Lastly, when they asked for reasons why he is good, I told them he wants to provide for me, and my mom answered with, quote, you don't need anyone to provide for you. You can provide for yourself. Because they have only been around him 3 or 4 times, they don't know him, but they say they do. I was in a toxic relationship in college where my ex was manipulative to me, but at one point in the relationship, I asked my parents to give him a chance, and they did, but it ended up traumatically. So when I've asked them to give my now boyfriend a chance, they said, why does he deserve another chance? And we have your ex. We gave your ex a chance. Look how that turned out.
Well, that's stupid, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's childish. I've had 2 conversations with my parents about this to try and fix the situation, but each ended with me crying and then telling me it's my life so I can do what I want. He is not talked about unless I bring him up in conversation to try and tell them things we're doing or the ways he's good to me, but they never extend the conversation. The only thing my family asks about is related to my work or pickleball. big of a... My relationship with all my family members has suffered, and I'm now more distant with them. They blame him for this, but I blame them because they are trying to dictate who I should be with, who is worthy enough for me, and when I'm around. It's all surface-level conversation. Only 20% of my life is talked about. I can't say I want to spend the rest of my life with my boyfriend, as my family's approval means a lot to me, but I picture having a long future with him, which I don't feel with other boyfriends. In the next couple of days, I plan on speaking to my dad and telling him I'm struggling with not having a close relationship with them anymore, and I want my boyfriend to have a relationship with them. And I want to choose who I want to be with, and I want that choice to be respected by them. I love my boyfriend. He's good to me and treats me very well. We have so much fun together, and he's my best friend. His family treats me as if I'm one of them. Aside from my parents, we don't have any problems in our relationship. Thanks for taking the time to read this. I look forward to hearing your advice.
Okay, what's your thoughts? And I'll tell you my thoughts.
My thoughts are, if this guy is good, if you like him, if you think he's a good person, he's a good boyfriend, you're happy with him, and if the situation with your parents was out of the picture, this is the life you'd want, then I think that you have to pursue it, and you just have to try to work to socialize him and your parents better. Right? Just work on it. You said they've only met 3-4 times.
That's nothing.
I think you have to tell your parents, look, this person is in my life. Give him a chance. Don't give him a chance. Whatever. Ignore my past. Bring up my past. Whatever. But I'm going to be bringing him around more often because you're important to me. He's important to me. I want you guys to get to know each other, form a relationship, and then see if it works. The only thing her parents, it seems like her parents are being a bit ridiculous here,
but
the only thing she said is my parents say they don't like him because he's a little awkward.
Okay. But Bronson, I think your advice was great advice, but
again, if she was like, he used to abuse me and my parents remember that, and so they don't like him, different story.
But I think your advice is great advice, but I'm not sure if what she's saying is 100% accurate.
Sure, but this is all we have.
I know, I'm just saying it could be skewed. Now, based on what she's saying, I agree with you. I think it sounds like, again, I like to hear what your parents thought. Like, if you want to have your parents write in, I like to hear what they have to say. But I do think sounds very childish what way the parents act based on her perception. If the guy's nice to her, then and you want to pursue it, I think you ought to yourself pursue. I think you need to choose who you want, not what your parents want.
Yeah. Especially if he's good.
But I think you need to, if you've had a close relationship with your parents, it sounds.
Right. Isn't that weird?
It sounds very unorthodox or very unusual that it's something's missing, and that's why listen, Brian.
Maybe they just don't like him for her.
I get it, but here's the reason why I said that. When I first started saying that's her perception, because she said she's very close and open with the parents, talking about it like you guys are with us. Something's missing in there.
Yeah, but there have been times in the past where your sons have brought people home and they're like, and they were just normal, nice girls, whatever, nice relationships, and you're just like, nope, it's not what I want for you. Nope.
No, but it's
for no fault of the person, right? It's not like the girlfriend did anything bad like this guy. It's just you were like,
okay,
you were
just fair like, enough.
Nope, that's not who I want for you. So it is what it is. And we are open, very open, and we have close relationships.
Fair enough.
You know?
Fair enough. No, because it's right. Because I will never be mean.
Sure, and her parents don't seem mean.
Right, but I'm not going to be going out of my way to open up, like treat them. Like,
and that's let's all
say it, I treat Hannah, you know, that kind of
and
thing.
And that's all it seems with this. Her parents don't seem like, no, fuck this guy. They're just like, no, right. We don't want him.
You made a choice, right. It's your choice. I don't have to accept it
right.
Completely.
So then what do you say in that situation? That
that's
you
a
found,
tough call.
You found yourself in the, so now in this, you were about to give the advice to her saying okay. Like, it's your life. Do what you want. Wait, but in the situations you found yourself in,
I think
Bronson, you were like, no, wait, well, I'm okay, doing
I'm
what
I'm talking about. Sorry, I'm the parent. Sorry. You don't have to do hearsay. Sorry. I'm the parent. It's okay. I think that if it went on for a certain amount of time, a lot longer time, that I guess I would have to be a little more welcoming, but it would still be hard. Like mom would welcome much better than I would, you know, our personalities. I wear it more on my sleeve and say it like it is. And that's just who I am. It's good or bad, right or wrong. It just is what it is. But yes, I'm going to be better to one of my son's girlfriends. If I like them better, I'm going to be mean, but I won't be as
welcoming
or welcoming,
which is
Which is wrong.
It's probably. Wrong, but it's life. That's it's not fair to expect a person to treat people the same.
But on the same token, in reality, my boys are the most important to me, so I want to make my kids feel comfortable, so I would never want to feel my kids to feel excluded.
And
does that make sense?
Yeah, but there also is validity to like a parent who knows their child well, who knows more about, like, you just know more about life than us.
We raised
as kids. And if you're like, look, nothing wrong with this person, but I'm
not for you.
It's not. It's not what we want. There is, as a kid,
there is what we want. When I, mom and I, when we look at our kids' girlfriends or what at the time, we don't say what we want.
Right.
What
we want for you.
She's not. Right. I'm telling you, she's not for you.
There is validity to that as a kid being like, shit. Yeah, I really like this person, but my parents are saying it's just not right. Let me look into that more, evaluate that. And why are they saying that?
Like, you know us as parents, we really want what's best for you.
Right. And it seems like her parents aren't being a dick either. They're just like, this isn't what this, we don't like this.
If I had a daughter who was 25 dating a 35-year-old, I'd be a little, as a dad, I'm not joking.
Yeah.
I'd be a little standoffish. I'm being straight up.
Yeah.
I would. I'm just, I'm a guy and I'm a dad. And if it was my daughter, I'd have a concern with it.
So I guess, I agree
with you.
It's
a tough call. I don't know how to advise it.
I think the advice is just sit down with your parents and talk to them about your feelings. Share with what you just shared with us. I think he's great. I'm very happy.
But what if they say what if they say, yeah, but that's great, but we don't think he's for you, and therefore I'm not going to welcome myself.
Right, no, but then that's what I'm saying. Just have if you say you have an open relationship with them, just sit down and be like, look, I love him. Clearly there's a problem here. Why? What is your basis for these problems?
And they say what I just said, and then what do you
then
say?
Then she has to reevaluate. Then the next step is, okay, they're not going to accept him no matter what, I guess. Then shouldn't she live her own life? Right. No, then you do two things. You have to look at the validity of it first and be like, why are they saying what they're saying? They're my parents, they know me well. Is there some truth to what they're saying? And you have to look at that and really evaluate relationship. Maybe they know it's good.
Unless there is truth to it, but says I still love them.
Then she accepts it.
Just do
it. Then
her
she
life.
Chooses right. the life she that she wants.
Right. And that's her choice. Ultimately, it's your choice.
Yeah.
So your parents do it. I have to believe your parents have what's best interest for you. And like Bron said, they know you and whatever, but on the same token, ultimately, it's still your life. And you have to do it. And I think your parents, no matter what, support you. But I'm being honest, I personally, different than mom, would have a harder time if my sons married someone that I didn't think was right for them. I would still love my kids. I'll always be there, but I don't think I'm going to go out of my way and treat,
which is understandable.
I'm just being honest.
I'm better to my friends than to people I don't like. Of course.
Right. But it's when it comes to your child, you should, no matter what.
I know, but that's hard to do.
Yeah. But mom is better than I am, because I would never want to push my kids away.
Yeah.
So good luck. I think Bronson's advice was right on point. I tend to agree. But I tell you, if I was a dad with a 25-year-old daughter and I had a 35-year-old guy dating my daughter, it's a little hard if they're 50 and 40.
Yeah,
it's or a even 45 odd. And 35 is different.
And because they met, she said they've been dating for 2 years. So she said, I'm 24, almost 25, by the way. And he's 35. So that she was 22. Right, but
she's wording it. So it's 11-year difference.
That she was 22.
And he was 33.
That's
a big difference.
When I was 25, when I was 25, 26, I was like a 22-year-old, a child.
Imagine dating a 19-year-old.
Like, yeah, but it's and it's way more drastic.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a problem.
So you understand the dad talking about it and not being comfortable. He's being protected because he loves you.
Yeah. Well, keep us updated.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Good luck.
Ronnie, love you.
Love you too.
Good luck.
You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me.
The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.